Welcome to this new edition of the Daily Bay Pay Forum News Podcast. My name is Cindy and today is December 15, 2023. Today's sponsor is PayCademy.com, an online school where you can learn payments and fintech 24 hours a day, 7 days a week from over 220 different courses. First Bank leverages the Backbase engagement banking platform. U.S.-based First Bank has leveraged the Backbase engagement banking platform in a bid to support its digital transformation strategy. Bain Capital sells $448 million stake in Axis Bank. Private equity firm Bain Capital has sold a $448 million stake in India-based private sector financial institution Axis Bank in a block trade. Capital raises $165 million in Series B and debt financing. Mexico-based financial services and technology company Capital has raised $165 million in a Series B funding round and a debt financing effort. Glory further invests in shared banking startup OneBanks. UK-based cash automation provider Glory has acquired additional shares in banking solutions provider OneBanks. I&M Bank Uganda partners with MasterCard. I&M Bank Uganda has announced a strategic partnership with MasterCard, intending to improve the banking experience for customers. Trust Bank and Thales launch Ocean Plastic Card. Trust Bank has partnered with Thales to offer its customers in Singapore sustainable credit and debit cards made from recycled ocean plastic. Lesha Bank partners with Temenos. Qatar-based Lesha Bank has migrated to Temenos' core banking platform in order to optimize its overall wealth management and investment banking products. iFinance raises $37.18 million. India-based startup iFinance has raised $37.18 million in a funding round led by British International Investment. Repay partners with Green Dot. The Green Dot Corporation has announced its partnership with US-based Repay in order to expand bill payment options for the latter's clients and customers. GBank to merge with BankCard Services. US-based GBank Financial Holdings, the parent company of GBank, has announced that it established a definitive merger agreement with BankCard Services, BCS. Fari partners with Halul to improve e-payment services for SMEs. Egypt-based digital transformation and fintech platform Fari has partnered with Halul to improve e-payment services for SMEs via artificial intelligence. Bizum, Bankomat, and SIBS join forces. Bizum, Bankomat, and SIBS have teamed up to allow users in Spain, Italy, and Portugal to make instant mobile payments and help develop a unified European payments market. FamilyPree partners with Nuvei to launch a new e-commerce app. Canada-based pharmacy chain FamilyPree has partnered with fellow local fintech company, Nuvei, to enable its customers to purchase products online. SAP and PayPal expand digital payments partnership. SAP has expanded its integration with PayPal by creating a digital payments plugin for the PayPal Braintree platform built on SAP Business Technology Platform, SAP BTP. EBANX partners with Bancolombia Bank. Brazil-based EBANX has integrated Boten Bancolombia by Bancolombia into its portfolio of payment methods to simplify cross-border digital commerce in Colombia. Zero Network secures $20 million MLN Series B funding for cybersecurity. Israel-based fraud cybersecurity startup Zero Networks has raised $20 million in Series B funding to prevent attackers from spreading in corporate networks. TD Bank Group collaborates with Plaid. U.S.-based TD Bank Group, TD, has announced that it entered a North American data access agreement with data network provider Plaid. Auto Payment selects Hawk. AI for AML. Germany-based Hawk. AI has been chosen by Auto Payments for scalable anti-money laundering, AML, compliance software. Rule Match, a crypto exchange for banks, goes live. Rule Match has launched in Switzerland using Nasdaq's technology and with 7 banks and securities firms on board, including Spain-based BBVA. Financial Cloud Summit 2024. What to expect at next year's conference? Finextra Research will be hosting its second Financial Cloud Summit conference on March 7, 2024 at King's Place in London. NatWest Debanking Review finds possible violation of FCA rules. A second debanking review revealed that NatWest has potentially violated Financial Conduct Authority, FCA, regulation. Bank of Ireland UK reprimanded by ICO for mistakes on over 3,000 accounts. Inaccurate data was shared from 3,284 customers' profiles to credit reference agencies, which may have led to refusal for mortgages, credit cards or loans, or customers being granted too much credit that they were unable to afford. Elon Musk's X granted payment processing license in 13 U.S. states, and counting. The social media platform formerly known as Twitter received approval for payment services from Pennsylvania, building on Musk's ambitions of transforming X into an everything app where users can conduct their entire financial life on the app. Nth Exception launches AI tool for ISO 20022 adoption. London-based fintech North Exception has launched Nucleus, a machine learning data fabric to ease financial institutions into ISO 20022 adoption. Programmable money startup PaveBank moves out of stealth. Programmable money startup PaveBank has moved out of stealth with a $5.2 million funding round and a digital commercial banking license in Georgia. Paysera Bank opens in Georgia. Paysera Georgia, a member of the Paysera Group, has commenced operations with the opening of its inaugural bank branch in Tbilisi. Having obtained a banking license in Georgia last year, the company is poised to provide a diverse range of financial services to the local community. R3 joins Emirates NBD Digital Asset Lab. Distributed ledger technology firm R3 has joined PwC and Fireblocks as a council member of the Digital Asset Lab, a testing ground for new financial technologies and digital assets established by Emirates NBD. British Business Bank supports recovery loans with asset-based lending. British Business Bank has launched an asset-based lending version of the recovery loan scheme to make it easier for businesses to access finance. Illimity Bank abides by the UN principles for responsible banking. Italy-based Illimity Bank has announced that it signed the United Nations Principles for Responsible Banking, PRB, to support its sustainability strategy. Beyond One launches FRIENDI Pay. Beyond One has announced the launch of FRIENDI Pay, a digital mobile wallet solution developed to optimize cross-border payments for FRIENDI mobile subscribers in Saudi Arabia. The Papers launches the Cross-Border Payments and E-Commerce Report 20,232,024. The Papers has launched the fifth edition of the Cross-Border Payments and E-Commerce Report, offering a comprehensive analysis of the current landscape and developing trends. BizM, Bankomat, and SIBS join forces in a mobile payments deal. BizM, Bankomat and SIBS have teamed up to allow users in Spain, Italy, and Portugal to make instant mobile payments and help develop a unified European payments market. Guards raises $18 million MLN in Series A funding. Guards, an all-in-one security and cyber insurance service for SMBs, has raised $18 million in a Series A round of funding. Amex upgrades to SafeKey 2.3 protection for safer shopping on consoles and speakers. American Express, NYSE, AXP, today announced it is expanding card member and merchant protection by launching SafeKey EMV3D Secure 2.3 capabilities. American Express is the first network to upgrade to SafeKey 2.3, underscoring its commitment to providing a secure checkout experience. SAP builds digital payments plugin for PayPal Braintree platform. SAP SE, NYSE, SAP, announced today it has expanded its integration with financial services company, PayPal, through the creation of a digital payments plugin for the PayPal Braintree platform built on SAP Business Technology Platform, SAP BTP. Thoma Bravo to invest in Blue Matrix. Thoma Bravo, a leading software investment firm, today announced it has signed a definitive agreement to make a strategic growth investment in Blue Matrix, a leading end-to-end content creation and distribution platform for investment research providers. Upon closing of the transaction, founder and CEO Patricia Harrodin will continue to lead the company and will retain a significant ownership position. This concludes our current edition of the Bay Pay Forum podcast. Remember that you can read the full text of each article in our news section on baypayforum.com. We hope to see you tomorrow.